In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
When you think of hot, you might think about the tragic time you ate too much wasabi.
Oh, no.
Or about getting into your car on a summer day when it feels more like stepping into a sauna. But heat can work in your favor, like during Verizon Red Hot Deal Days. Get hundreds of hot deals on all your favorites, like iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence, Apple Watch Series 10, and iPad, on any plan. Only until May 28th for new and existing customers. Offer available on my plan. Only at Verizon.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
I don't have any thoughts right now. I mean, yeah, like I said, pretty devastated with what just happened. I've always enjoyed this team and this city, like I've always said.
Is there not just a small part of you that thinks maybe it would be better to just move on?
Like I said, I haven't thought about anything. Just thought about coming here every day and trying to put my best foot forward and help this team win hockey games and help try to win that ultimate goal.
Mitch Marner following the Leafs' loss to the Panthers in Game 7 last night. Yee, tough. Brad Marchand, stat of the day. We had it earlier. We'll have it again. Brad Marchand becomes the first NHL player in history to have 5 winner-take-all wins against one franchise, the Leafs. So 4 times with Boston, once with Florida. 5 wins in winner-take-all
domination
series with the Leafs. Tough.
And there couldn't be a – if I was a Leafs fan – there couldn't be one player that I would less want to be owned by than Brad Marchand. There are, I don't know how many hundreds of players there are. I would rather any other player have that over me than Brad Marchand.
You think I'm kidding, but they should sign him in the offseason.
The Sabres?
No, the Leafs.
Oh, the Leafs, yes.
The Leafs.
The Leafs absolutely like, should, yes.
Get that guy. But he then, what if he had like a really bad play and it would be 6 in a row and he beat the Leafs?
Nice.
Yeah. He's going to hold out from training camp.
Yeah, who knows. Anyway, 803-0550. Jeremy and Joe. Joe's out this week. Nate is in for Joe. I got a quick thing for you. Just came across my feed. They're burning jerseys up there. It's jersey burning season.
Yeah.
Sometimes this happens when your favorite player leaves and signs for another team. In this case, I saw a video of a gentleman in the late hours of last night putting a Matthews jersey on a fire and then some other Leafs jerseys on a fire. I've never burned a jersey.
I have also never burned a jersey.
Can I make a quick thought to everybody out there? If you're ever someone that thinks about burning a jersey, here's my idea. Don't. because 20-year-old jerseys are always awesome. You having a jersey of a guy that played for your team 20 years ago, when is that ever not a good thing to have? I have jerseys of players that I don't like anymore, but whatever.
Yep.
I have a Latrell Sprewell Golden State Warriors jersey.
It's a good jersey.
He choked his coach. What am I going to do, burn it?
No.
It's still cool to have it. And whether that's... if we do shows, hey, what's the most obscure Bills jersey you have? And the people that call with Bills or Sabres obscure jerseys, having that thing is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you got mad at the guy because he had a holding penalty. You're going to burn it. You're 5 years later, you're going to wish you had that jersey.
I told you guys, so I've never burned one. I have thrown away a jersey.
What a mistake. What? Which one? Who was it?
It was a white slug Tyler Myers jersey as I was walking into is it Scotiabank? Is that the
That's what it is now, yeah.
It's okay, so I was in Toronto watching a by the way, peak drought. It was Sabres in Toronto. No one was in the arena in Toronto. That was the year that Kessler, or Kessel, I should say, that was the year that the news about him stopping at the hot dog stand before every game was right. So this was like peak. Toronto was bad. The Sabres were bad. I was walking into the building and I realized that I was embarrassed that I was wearing this jersey. Why did I show up here wearing a white slughead Tyler Myers jersey? I was like, you know what? I'm not going to miss this. It's going in the trash. Took it off.
That's an elite
put it in
jersey.
The trash.
I would pay good money
really?
For that jersey.
You know who else would pay good money? I just looked on eBay. Found one. $178. You just threw it in the trash.
I did throw it in the trash, yeah.
Why? Why ever throw a jersey away?
I felt...
Jerseys are like living time capsules that you can just put on at any time you want.
I do have I have a very good Antoine Winfield white Bills.
That's nice.
Bills jersey. That, as a kid when I got it, was way too big for me. So I never got to wear it. In adulthood, unfortunately, the XL fits. No.
No, right. We'll start wearing Antoine Winfield around town. I had the jerseys I've lost, you know. I've mentioned many times, I grew up a Giants fan, and I don't have these jerseys. I would have lost these, and I'm sad to not have my Ron Dayne Giants jersey.
Mm.
Come on.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I had a Jason Sehorn jersey.
That's really good.
Yeah.
That's a really good jersey.
I haven't seen that one in decades. What else do I have? I have a Spiller jersey, I think. I've Diggs still. Stevie Johnson.
I had an Allen Iverson on the Denver Nuggets jersey.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Imagine the Stevie Johnson jersey. He drops the ball against the Steelers, and I'm like, I got to burn it. What are you, nuts?
Yeah. I do not – again, as a person who has one time thrown a jersey away, I simply cannot understand after a game going, honey, could you come out to the back? I need you to film me burning this jersey.
I know. I don't get it.
And yeah. It's
to go viral, of course,
yes,
right? Or
of
something.
Course
it's
of course
to it's to get on the internet for
of course
burning your favorite player's jersey. I mean, they did it to LeBron.
They did it to LeBron and then he came back.
That's right. It's the old they don't boo nobodies. They don't burn jerseys of nobodies. Or do they? I don't know. Adam in Buffalo. Hey Adam, what's up?
How's it going, Jeremy, Nate?
Good.
I'm the pole vault kid from the Olympics, if that rings a bell or holds any spot in your memory bank. But we were talking about wide receivers earlier, and Elijah Moore just really doesn't do it for me. I know we're in, and, you know, we kind of have the signing and everything, but what do you guys feel about a young guy from Green Bay, like Romeo Doubs, like a chance on maybe – bringing him on, even if not this year, next year, he led the league in either red zone receptions or even touchdowns, if I'm not mistaken. So his production seems there, and it's not that we have a problem scoring points, but I would just rather have someone who seems like is more prevalent now. You know, Elijah Moore to me is, I don't see much upside with him, but I guess I just wanted to get your take and see how easy it would be to kind of get out from underneath something like that.
To get out from under Elijah Moore?
Yeah, like just in case, you know, things don't pan out. Yeah. You know, I'm an optimist. I'd love to see things go well, but, you know, I don't want to be too bound to him when it seems like there's better talent out there.
Okay.
Even like you guys are saying, Chris Olave too, you know.
Yeah.
I'd rather him than Moore.
Before we get to that, I searched pole vault kid from the Olympics, and it says it's Mondo Duplantis. Is that you?
No. Okay. During the Olympics time, I chimed in and gave my 2 cents on pole vaulting because that was what I did in high school. You guys were kind of asking about little things.
Okay. Do you know Armand Mondo Duplantis?
I most certainly do not.
Oh, all right. Well, he is the pole vault kid from the Olympics, apparently 2020 and 2024. He won gold. Swedish-American.
Oh.
There you go.
Sweet.
Now you know.
All right, well, good for him.
Thanks, Adam. I love it. Great answer. Sweet. Mondo Duplantis. Yeah, like getting out from under Moore. I'll say this, like on Moore, I think Elijah Moore has a higher ceiling than nearly every other
Bills
last ditch idea that they've had. Like
yes,
Eddie Isabella, MVS, you know, last couple Chase Claypool. A lot of those signings were, and you can see that in the guaranteed money. A lot of those guys, guaranteed money was one or less, 1.1, 1.5. And more they had to give a little bit more to. And I think there's some ceiling there. I think there's definitely potential there with more. You know, like, whatever. The receiver conversation for the Bills doesn't seem to want to go away. Many of you might think it's because we're constantly bringing it up. The reason it's constantly brought up is it's a position that they kind of turn over. And the last couple years, whether it was, you know, post Diggs and Davis, and this year it was post Cooper and Hollins both left, and, you know, Palmer comes in and then Elijah Moore. So it has had plenty of turnover. We've also talked about defensive end a lot, which is a position that's turned over a bit in the last couple of years. So, you know, getting a guy from Green Bay, the fun fact on this for me, as we look at, you know, how the Bills have built, the Bills have a receiving group that has, whatever, you want to say like some unproven guys or some maybe untapped potential guys. You could say that about Palmer for sure.
Sure.
When I've seen him play with the Chargers, I've liked him. Moore, you could say that about him, untapped potential. Keon Coleman, we're still waiting to see that potential realized. The one thing the Bills maybe get confused with here is they're not exactly a team that is frugal at receiver. And what I mean by that is if you go to like the salary cap, how much they're spending on position, there's the cap and then there's the money you spend per year. So here's an example, right? Like Justin Jefferson is, what's his AAV? 35, but his cap hit in a year is 8.
Mm-hmm.
So it can get kind of funky on how you want to look at it. If you go just to wide receiver and all teams and what they spend AAV just this year, the Bills are actually spending a good amount of money on wide receivers this year. It's not like they are cashing in on not paying the position. The teams that are doing that, Green Bay is, as you mentioned, Adam, Green Bay is one of them. Their entire receiving core makes like $11 million.
They've got a lot of bodies there.
They do. They've just drafted a bunch.
Yep.
They drafted two more this
year.
That's
how you keep your average down.
That's a good way to manage the cap.
Mm-hmm.
I think the most expensive Packers receiver makes $3.5 million. I was looking at this on AP. I'll pull it up here so I make sure that I get it right. Combined AAV on certain positions, every single Packers receiver comes in under Curtis Samuel. Comes in maybe
that's crazy.
Maybe even under on AAV Elijah Moore if he gets to that $5 million. To drive home the point about what drafting does at that position. So I think their receivers are better than last year going in. That's a good step. But again, they can do it this way if they want. They decided to draft the defense. There's a lot of different ways to win. You know, they could absolutely win. Here we are saying they're like the favorite for the one seed. But they're not really getting like tremendous value at the position with the way that they've done it. We'll see if it works and if they get enough production. That's all that matters is, you know, get the production, you should be good to go.
Yeah, the Elijah Moore piece, I have a little interest in him. He's, to me, the one guy I look at that could be their number two or their number five. You kind of feel like that with a bunch of those guys, except you might have even said this. He's the only receiver on the roster that's had 100 targets in back-to-back seasons.
Yeah.
So, terrible quarterback play. I mean, he just has had, of any of the wide receivers that have been drafted in the top two rounds over the last couple of seasons, there might not be a better example of a player who's played with worse quarterbacks than Elijah Moore. I mean, it's the two probably worst franchises of the last decade, the Browns and the Jets. Just terrible quarterback play. So he brings a little promise to me in that he could end up being the player that he was kind of touted to be coming out of college. There was a lot of excitement when he was drafted by the Jets in the second round. A lot of people were surprised he made it to the second round. So, yeah, I don't know. I've got a little bit of excitement for him. I don't know what it's going to be. But I feel like if I'm looking at this group outside of Keon Coleman and hoping he's good, I would say that I kind of hope Elijah Moore is good. But you even said it. Mm-hmm. What's the best case scenario for Elijah Moore? He has a great season. And then he signs somewhere else.
And you wouldn't want to pay him $14,
$15. I don't think
15,
so.
Right.
I don't think so. Unless he could change my mind about that.
CJ in Buffalo. Hey, CJ, what's up?
Hey, guys. Hey, I got a question. I just want to word it the right way so nobody thinks I'm like against Sean McDermott being the head coach. But I do have questions based on, I guess, a combination of things. One, you have a quarterback that is, I want to say, 24-5 in the playoff when it comes to touchdown interception ratio. I could have a number wrong, but he's the greatest ever when it comes to that. So it's not your quarterback. Secondly, the Chiefs don't score 30 all season, but every year they score 30 in the playoffs, seemingly against the Bills. That's coaching, if you ask me. Third and four, I mean, next, and then you go to the draft, and we're heavy on defensive players for the draft, not to mention the schedule this year. If you put all that together, how much pressure is on a head coach and a GM not only to get the one seed because it's favorable, because you have defense, a defensive-minded head coach, your quarterback shows up every year. I mean, last year he proved he didn't need Diggs. Even a GM would tell you, hey, look, we felt as though we were still scoring 30 a game. It's not the quarterback. It's not the offense. It's strictly on defense and coaching. When it comes to this year, how much pressure in the last season of this stadium do you put on a GM and a head coach? Because if this year ends like pretty much every other year, it's not your quarterback, what do you do? Do you stay there and accept consistency, or do you say, let's just run it back again? And I truly believe, you know, nothing changes.
Thanks, CJ.
If they had the same season this year, nothing would change. If you looked at 32 franchises in the NFL right now, a head coach and general manager, outside of Kansas City, Los Angeles, the Rams, is there another team that you could think of that would be in, maybe in front of or with the Bills with the two safest general managers and head coaches in place?
Well, what I would say to that is I'm gonna change how I have approached this in the past. If you are thinking about something like that happening, it's time to decide which one you think would go.
Yeah.
Not both.
Because both wouldn't happen.
I don't think both would happen. I think someone would stay and someone would go. And that is ultimately up to the owner. I'm with you. I think they're both probably very, very safe.
Very safe.
But it's not, to me, a clean house. It's a someone would win that battle between the two of them. Not to indicate that I know that there's any sort of battle. Just, I think that if it's going as well as it's going and you think, well, something is holding us back, you would identify one of the two. The coaching, as CJ has said, he thinks it's coaching, or the GM is not getting players good enough for the coach. And that could be anybody's opinion. You know, the approval rankings of the GM and the coach might be about the same, might be different. You might have people more approving of the GM than the coach. I don't know. But I don't necessarily – I don't think they're a package deal.
I don't think they are either. My mind immediately goes to who was here first.
Right, it was McDermott. Was hired first.
But which would be more difficult to replace, a coach or a general manager?
That depends on how good
I think it would be harder to replace a general manager than it would be a head coach. Like a good general manager.
Yeah.
There just aren't a lot of them. And they usually aren't just available. So to me, it would be head coach.
I don't think I would agree with that. I don't think I would agree with that. Coaches turn over faster.
They do.
There are more of those. How many good GMs are there? According to the national media, there are like two.
Yeah, I would say
it's Howie Roseman and Eric DaCosta.
I think there are very few really good. I probably put Brandon Bean amongst the group of good general managers.
Top what?
Seven.
Okay. I've seen like a bunch of like GM rankings, and he comes in right around seven usually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think you could find – the Bears just found a first-time head coach that – we don't know if he's really good yet.
We don't know if he's good.
Don't know if he's good. But though they exist out there and they haven't even been – like, to me, you can't – if the Bills were to fire Brandon Bean, you can't hire a first-time general manager to replace him.
Okay.
Cannot.
If you fire Sean McDermott, can you hire a first-time head coach?
Yes.
Depends on who that is.
Agreed.
Would you hire who got the jobs this cycle?
Kellen Moore?
Liam Cohen? Would you hire Aaron Glenn? Would you hire who else got jobs this cycle? Are any of those guys getting that job? I mean, Liam Cohen, maybe,
yeah,
if you want to lean into offense. And again, that's where you would get to it. Again, like we've gone pretty far. We've gone from they're probably going to get the one seed to who would be the coach. Sorry. You asked me which would be tougher to replace. I think the answer is that as long as the Bills have Josh Allen, I will feel like they will win 13 games every year. And if they're not winning 13 games, we needed to look into why. Whether that's the offensive coordinator's a problem, they left him dry at receiver, the offensive line has fallen apart, the defense is a disaster. Like, you should be winning 12 to 13 games pretty much every year, and if you're not, I'm looking into why. So as you bring up that idea, that's all I want to say is if they decided, which I don't think they would, something's got to change, it would be one of the two. It would be who wins and who goes. Ali in Buffalo. Ali or Ali?
Oh, hey, guys. Yeah, it's Ali, yeah.
Go ahead.
So I just want to touch base on that number one seed talk with you guys earlier.
Yeah.
I was still at work, but it kind of reminds me of back in the day with Manning and Brady, how Manning could never beat Brady, and he was always going into New England, and then finally when they won the Super Bowl, you know, Brady had to come into Indianapolis, and Manning beat him. So, I mean, I feel like if we do get the one seed, like, that could be our chance to actually finally overcome the Chiefs if we play them in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
Just wanted your thoughts on that. And then with the whole jersey thing, I actually won a Sammy Watkins autographed jersey with the Ralph Wilson logo on it after we drafted him in a silent auction. And I almost gave it away to somebody just to get rid of it. Because I felt like Manuel ruined his career, but right. I wound up keeping it, and then he goes on to win the Super Bowl with the Chiefs.
Yep.
Just wanted to give those thoughts out there and just see what you guys had to say, and you guys have a great day.
Thanks, man. Yeah, never get rid of a jersey. Never get rid of jerseys. I've got Henrik Tillinder. I've got a Miro Chetan red. I've got a Tim Connolly. Never get rid of jerseys. Chetan got traded. Am I going to burn it? Please. The jersey's great to bust out every once in a while. Jersey's going way back. Nothing better. And, you know, teams change their looks. What was the other part of that? What else did he say, Nate?
Oh, about finally getting the Chiefs at home for the AFC Championship game.
Yes.
But they have gotten them in the divisional game.
Okay. Here's there's a fun question Joe asked me, and I asked Joe last week. The Bills will host the AFC Championship game.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want that to be against the Chiefs or
the field
or anybody else?
I mean, I would want it against somebody else if I had the chance.
Just anybody else or the Chiefs? Forget record.
Anybody else.
Whoever the team is, they went 12-5. Would you like that to be the Chiefs or anybody else?
Anyone else.
Same.
I don't need to beat them.
I don't either. It's not because I'm afraid.
I don't need to.
I knock them out in the divisional round and then take on somebody else.
Yeah.
You know? That's the perfect path to me.
Yeah, I don't need to. I do not, in any scenario the Bills win a Super Bowl, I do not need them to have beaten Kansas City to get there.
Yeah.
I will not have cared. Everyone else will make it a thing.
You're a Knicks fan. You're two rounds away from winning the NBA title.
Yeah.
Do you care who they beat? I mean, beating the Celtics might have been nice.
Beating the Celtics was nice. I would tell you that I'm glad they did have to beat the Celtics to go through it.
But did they beat the Celtics, or did they kind of get lucky along the way?
They won two in Boston.
Yeah, that's right, because Boston shot like 1% from three.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't have to apologize for getting lucky.
That's right. That's what
you got
that's
through.
Exactly it.
That's it.
So if the Bills don't have to face Kansas City because
right.
someone else beats them.
Into it.
Yeah, good. Works for me.
What if the Chiefs just missed the playoffs?
Yeah, that I don't think that's going to happen.
Wouldn't it be great, though?
Yeah, it would be awesome. Yeah.
803-0550.
Yes, that'd be good. Be good by me.
Yeah.
Feel free, Chiefs.
We got a jersey burning story and a wide receiver call. Digging it. Happy Monday. Thanks for hanging out with us. Give us a call, 803-0550. We'll roll through more phone calls here on WGR.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary.
Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
When you think of hot, you might think about the tragic time you ate too much wasabi.
Oh, no, no, no.
Or about getting into your car on a summer day when it feels more like stepping into a sauna. But heat can work in your favor. Like during Verizon Red Hot Deal Days. Get hundreds of hot deals on all your favorites, like iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence, Apple Watch Series 10, and iPad. On any plan. Only until May 28th for new and existing customers. Offer available on my plan. Only at Verizon.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
Hmm, that's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
When a cold has you down, it's the little comforts that lift you up. A warm blanket, a cup of tea, and a tissue that actually feels good on your skin. Infused with aloe, Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe provides a hint of cooling freshness to help your skin feel restored. So, whether your skin is feeling dry, chafed, or irritated, you're only one wipe away from helping it feel relieved. So, the next time you have a cold, get a hint of instant cooling relief with new Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I believe the Patriots will be one of the surprise teams this year. They are to me what the Commanders were last year. I know Jaden Daniels was stepping in, but the Commanders gave the Eagles a run, and I could see the Patriots doing the same with the Buffalo Bills this year.
Adam Schefter. Patriots are favored in 11 of their 17 games as of right now. Jeremy and Joe. Joe's out today. We'll see him later. We're planning a golf tournament to benefit the 11-day power play. Me, you, Sal, and Joe. Nate's here for Joe. First time we've ever done a scramble.
All four of us.
Four of us, yeah.
Yes.
This is one of those ones where the best part about this is, hey, work, you know. We're playing a scramble. It's work today. I got
to
work.
Yeah, it is. I do have to go to work.
Long day. Long Monday.
Yep.
You know, work in the morning, and then I got to get off to this golf tournament.
Got to go to the place.
Got to play golf.
Got to punch in.
Yep. We'll be out there.
Got to clock in for the scramble today.
It is scramble season.
It is. We're in the swing. We're in the scramble swing right now.
Scramble season starts about now and goes pretty much, you know, the whole summer. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 if you want to join us. The quick thing on the Caleb Williams story. So Seth Crazy. Wickersham's got a book about the young quarterbacks, and in there's a bombshell that he didn't want to go to the Bears. They were trying to work up antitrust stuff to see if they could push him off the Bears. He wanted to go to the Vikings. And also that when he was there in his first season, that no one would watch tape with him. He was kind of...
Yeah, that's wild.
Here you go. Have a good time. Watch some tape in there. And, you know, what happens in spots like this? Sometimes the older generation will say, these kids. And saw Boomer Esiason laying into Caleb Williams, among others. I don't know. Guy comes in, he wants to learn, and the organization is not set up to completely dedicate everything they can to making their young quarterback ready to watch film the way they want him to.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty crazy to me.
I would be betting big on Ben Johnson to get more out of Williams than what Matt Eberflus and that staff did.
It was always curious why they brought Eberflus back. He wasn't a good coach before. You were giving him an opportunity in his last year to guide your rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
Whoever the head coach was going to be, you were still getting Caleb Williams. So that didn't make a lot of sense to me. But
803-0550. Jim on a cell is up next. Hey, Jim.
Hey, good morning, guys. Always love listening to you.
Thanks.
Real quick with the jerseys. I had two that I threw out because I went cheap and bought the screen printed. Lawyer Malloy and a J.P. Lossman. I don't feel bad about those.
Yeah.
Reason I'm calling is my sister-in-law grew up Wisconsin, diehard Cubs fan. When Terry Wood left the Cubs, she burned his jersey in a bonfire in my backyard while they were visiting.
Why?
And I'm not a Cubs historian, okay? So I don't know the timeline, but then he came back to the Cubs. I don't know if he pitched that perfect game after he came back, but I do know that she regrets burning that jersey for sure.
Yeah. So the thanks, Jim. Kerry Wood, man, Kerry Wood was awesome. He has the record, right, for strikeouts in a 9-inning game. He tied Roger Clemens with 20 strikeouts in a 9-inning game.
Kerry Wood's one of the greatest pitchers of the era.
Yeah.
Short, did not have the long career, but yeah, that's I feel fine about a Tyler Myers. Again, I didn't burn it. I threw it away. I feel fine about a Tyler Myers slug jersey because I'm not worried about him it being like, oh, wow, what an era to remember. It's not really a lot to remember. Maybe Cubs fans could say the same thing. I mean, they didn't do a whole lot of winning before they finally broke the curse, but.
So I'm going through this. I don't think he ever got a perfect game or a no-hitter. He got a one-hitter, but it's a great example of how this is where if this game were played today, the next-gen stats version would say it was the single most dominant performance even though there was one hit given up. It was a one-hit, no-walk, 20-strikeout game. You've got guys that'll throw a no-hitter with three walks and guy makes a great defensive play in center field and then not really dominating, just kind of, It's a noteworthy thing to get a no-hitter, but it's not always that you were dominant. Sometimes you were just good enough. And Kerry Wood that day, 20 strikeouts. Like, man.
Crazy.
It was his fifth career start.
Fifth career
his
start?
His fifth career start. Struck out 20 guys.
Wow.
Yeah. Skeens had a big day yesterday.
He did.
And the Pirates blew it up. Right?
He's going to get traded, right?
I mean, boy.
He's getting traded. Maybe I think I saw a thing from Jeff Passan that it could be this year at the trade deadline.
I mean, that would be nuts.
Yeah.
The Pirates, Skeens has allowed 7 earned runs in 4 starts this month, and he is 0-4.
Yeah.
7 runs.
He should want to be out, by the way. He should want to not be there. Right? Should want to leave.
Sure.
They don't pay in Pittsburgh anyways.
All right, it's 9:39. If we made it long enough in the day where I can tell my golf story, people will not be as mad as they might have been at like 6 a.m. or 7 a.m.
You should tell it, yeah.
All right, so Owen, get in on this because, all right. So I'm approaching getting a new driver, right? Like I'm on the, it's on the radar. I'm going to get a driver, talked about it with my wife, like, hey, Father's Day and my birthday, they're close. Like, how about I just go ahead and get a new driver and we call it a day? Deal. All right, sweet. So, I've been, how do I you say this delicately, using Owen's driver whenever we play together.
how do you say this delicately? Yeah, I just use someone else's driver.
Yeah, he just hands it to me after he hits, and I just hit his driver. And
interesting.
I have liked it. I have enjoyed it. Like, this is a nice new club, brand new club for Owen.
Yeah, it rocks.
Hit it great. I hit it pretty well and got in my head like, you know what, I'm probably going to buy this driver. So last week, I play terribly, not with Owen. I play without Owen, so I don't have his driver. I have my driver. And I play terribly. And it's like in my head how bad. It's so deep in my head that I think, I'm like, you know, I shouldn't get this driver. I should just probably quit golf because – it shouldn't have this effect on me where I'm so mad or so sad that I've dedicated decades of my life to this game that I do love, and I'm just the same level of fine.
Probably kind of bad.
To sometimes good. To maybe I just shouldn't care this much, and I should just give it up. I got kids. I shouldn't play golf anymore. And my wife says, you know, relax. Why don't you go get that driver?
Go get the driver.
Go get it today. Like, I don't know. It feels stupid. This driver's not going to fix my game. And go get the club. Like, all right, fine. So I get in the car and I go to get the club. I'm going to go to the store where I know it is. And I know which one because I've hit it for 2.5-3 weeks. Mm-hmm. This is not a hit it twice. Owen and I, we play, you know, a number of times.
Yeah.
I've hit it a bunch. I'm like, I'm going to get this club. I walk in, I pick the club out, I show it to the guy. He goes, I would never hit that club. Why? Oh, you don't want that club. I've been hitting it for weeks. He said, you don't want it. You don't want this club. And in my head, I'm thinking, I can't buy this driver today. I'll be the dumbest person alive. I'm the guy that played bad 3 times in a row and thinks, I'm just going to buy a club. It's going to fix my game. On the way to get it, I'm thinking, I'm going to remember this moment. Excuse me, I sneeze. I'm going to remember this moment. And forever, when I play this club, I'm going to think, remember when you bought that when you were mentally weak and you hated yourself?
Mm.
And I don't want to associate this. I'm just a weak, broken golfer out to buy a club on the way to get it. And I'm thinking, this is just terrible. Why would I do this? This is dumb.
You don't want to put that bad juju on the club.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Walk in the store, pick it up, ready to hit it at the little bay, thinking the whole time, like, it's like that meme of the girl who's dancing but crying at the same time.
Yes.
That was me.
Yes.
Like, get this stupid club. I hate golf.
It's like the Sydney Sweeney meme where it's her crying and there's always like someone singing in the shower, except it's just someone telling Jeremy, you really should go get that driver.
You should get this.
Yeah.
So I started to take a couple swings with it, and you know, they're watching me taking the swing, and the guy comes over. He's like, you know what? Let me take a look at your swing. He starts to correct something on my swing. Like, the last thing I need is another voice. I see people I don't need your voice on this. I know I'm messed up now. I know I'm in the wrong place.
Oh.
So after that happens, I put the club down on the counter. I walk right out and drove home. Like, I got to get out of here.
That is some willpower.
I'm just not doing it.
So
I'm not, because I'm not in the right headspace.
See, you're not in the right state of mind.
Yeah.
I will add, I saw Molly. I haven't told you this yet. I saw your wife. The other day, I was playing just alone right after work, like I might do today. And I was teeing off on 5, and she was walking right behind me. And she goes, is that the club that Jer keeps talking about?
Yeah.
He's been talking about it in his sleep. He's been talking about it so much.
Man, I hit it well.
Let me take a picture of it. I got to get all the information here.
Molly genuinely cares about Jeremy's golf game. Like, she has... You know, 2 years ago, she got you a hybrid.
I think she pretends. She only cares about it because...
She did a lot of research. She reached out to me. She's like, hey, I'm between these. Which one? Yeah. You know, base, shaft. I'm like, okay, all right. I think she cares
a
little.
She cares because I get unreasonably, like, what's wrong with you today? Like, I don't want to talk about it. I played so bad at golf that it's not even fun anymore. And I should probably quit. So, yeah. Yep. So she knew which club. And she said, just go get it. You can go ahead and get it. Anyway, I didn't get it. And
anyways,
I didn't get it.
Got permission.
I got home and she said, where's the club? I said, I didn't get it. And her response was, I'm so confused. I said, you have no idea how confused I am. I went and I didn't get it. So, you know, fast forward to this weekend and I hit my own driver and I played a lot better. And it feels like my current driver is like someone you're in a rocky relationship. And my current driver is like giving me one last like, hey, don't give up on us. We've had a lot of memories together, you know?
I mean, not to add into your, you know, uneasy situation with yours, but I'll give you my driver to go take to the scrap.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
When you think of hot, you might think about the tragic time you ate too much wasabi.
Oh, no, no, no.
Or about getting into your car on a summer day when it feels more like stepping into a sauna. But heat can work in your favor. Like during Verizon Red Hot Deal Days. Get hundreds of hot deals on all your favorites, like iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence, Apple Watch Series 10, and iPad. On any plan. Only until May 28th for new and existing customers. Offer available on my plan. Only at Verizon.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
Hmm, that's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. 0 account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
When a cold has you down, it's the little comforts that lift you up. A warm blanket, a cup of tea, and a tissue that actually feels good on your skin. Infused with aloe, Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe provides a hint of cooling freshness to help your skin feel restored. So, whether your skin is feeling dry, chafed, or irritated, you're only one wipe away from helping it feel relieved. So, the next time you have a cold, get a hint of instant cooling relief with new Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today. It's in my car right now.
Boy, that's an interesting proposition.
Right?
I'm going to get fitted. I'm just going to get a driver. I'm going to get fitted. But I just want you to know that what I needed, Nate, was to have a couple good rounds, because now I feel like I'm ready to have a healthy relationship with my new driver.
Instead of a negative one, as opposed to
just going out and finding something real fast on a rebound. Now I'm in a much healthier space.
You know, today I am using a new set of irons that I've been waiting for to come, and they finally came in last night. Put the Arcos in, put them in the bag. Without even going to the range beforehand, I am going to use them today in the scramble.
Wow.
So if the irons aren't sharp, just understand that that's going to be why. Driver and wedges, they'll be good, but
we're playing for the 11-day power play today, helping raise money for that. Holiday Valley, the par for a cause. So if you can get out there to that, if you're playing, we'll see you out there. And do I want to bring that driver? I just hit mine.
I just hit mine
really well for a couple rounds.
You're going to get in your own head about it. I would just say, I think I'm going to stick with what's going on.
I think about how much further those are going to go now.
I think if you had both in the bag,
when you're not being the voice of reason here.
It wouldn't hurt if both were in your bag. No one's walking up to the bag counting clubs.
I did think, by the way, that once we got there, I'd probably ask you to hit your driver.
Okay. Yeah.
I'd already in my head thought, like, what if I just hit yours?
No, I could just ask Nate to hit his driver.
What if I just hit yours?
That's funny.
All right. Extendo Sports coming up. Indulging my golf story. Extendo Sports, and then Zach and Derek had the Extra Point Show coming up today, so stay tuned for that. It's Jeremy and Joe. Joe's out today. Nate's in today, tomorrow, Wednesday as well here on WGR.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right, we're starting to get information on Holiday Touchdown, the Bills Hallmark movie, who will be starring in it, including which Bills players will be starring in it. So, a little bit ago, the Hallmark Channel tweeted out, Touchdown, Hallmark Channel and NFL teaming up with the Bills, and production starts today. Who's ready to celebrate? Countdown to Christmas. I guess that might be what it's called. Hashtag Countdown to Christmas. Maybe not. Anyway, Tony Danza is in this movie. Also, the Bills have tweeted out, it will feature cameos from Sean McDermott, Ray Davis, Damar Hamlin, Deion Dawkins, Dawson Knox, Reed Ferguson, Dwayne Carter, Josh Palmer, and legendary Bills alumni Thurman Thomas, Jim Kelly, Steve Tasker, Andre Reed, and Scott Norwood. Your Holiday Touchdown cast.
Scott Norwood.
Yes. He will be in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I see the Josh Palmer. Interesting. What is it, just like these guys said yes, you think? Or were they strategically selected?
You know, if I was a fringe player, bubble player, I'd be like, give me that movie.
Give me that movie, right.
Give me that movie. It's in December. I'm sure it doesn't really,
Deion's going to be super fun in this. I think he's going to be a great.
There's nothing that Deion isn't super fun.
Yes, that's right. Regardless. He's great in everything. No doubt about it. All right. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up. Schedule in the NHL tonight. There's nothing, right? You mentioned there's nothing. There's no NBA. There's no NHL. There's no TGL.
No.
There's no Bandits. If I go to ESPN, like, what's going to be on this schedule?
I don't know.
Is this the opposite of the sports equinox?
Yeah.
Like, just the dead day?
Major League Baseball. That'll be what's on tonight.
Yeah, right. Baseball. That's it. That's fine.
Yeah, I'm good with it. We could all use a night.
Speaking of which, men's lacrosse this weekend. Syracuse advances to the Final Four. Let's go. At Gillette. I might go to that.
I think if you can, you should.
I think I might go to that. We're going to Boston. We're taking a trip, doing some golfing, and I'm going to be out there, and like Syracuse is going to be at Gillette. Maybe.
I think you should do it.
And go watch another one of my sports teams lose in person. It happens to me.
I was disappointed like Notre Dame lost. Penn State. But Penn State's got a good lacrosse program. Penn State Cornell is the other game. Wow.
Yeah.
You should go.
In Syracuse, Maryland.
Yeah, you should go.
Maryland beat Georgetown along the way.
You should go to that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to try to.
Take picks.
All right, we're back tomorrow. Full report on the scramble. I know everybody in the chat, all they want is to hear golf talk. They love the golf talk in the chat. So
we will oblige.
We'll definitely give you the full recap. Yeah.
Hole by hole.
Yeah. For anyone that writes, who cares about golf talk, we'll get your number and text you the updates directly to your phone.
Live, if you'd prefer.
Yes, yeah. Yes. All right, we're back tomorrow.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
When you think of hot, you might think about the tragic time you ate too much wasabi.
No, no, no.
Or about getting into your car on a summer day when it feels more like stepping into a sauna. But heat can work in your favor, like during Verizon Red Hot Deal Days. Get hundreds of hot deals on all your favorites, like iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence, Apple Watch Series 10, and iPad on any plan. Only until May 28th for new and existing customers. Offer available on my plan. Only at Verizon.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
When a cold has you down, it's the little comforts that lift you up. A warm blanket, a cup of tea, and a tissue that actually feels good on your skin. Infused with aloe, Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe provides a hint of cooling freshness to help your skin feel restored. So, whether your skin is feeling dry, chafed, or irritated, you're only one wipe away from helping it feel relieved. So, the next time you have a cold, get a hint of instant cooling relief with new Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe for whatever happens next. Grab Kleenex.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.